Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
What is going on? It's hour three. It's our hour. It's time for you to have your say. It's time for you to get it off your chest, man. Quit keeping it bottled up. That's what everybody says about you.
How did he know?
You keep it bottled up. You let the little things slide. And then it all explodes in one big outburst. And everybody hates you. So Let's have you get it in right now at the toll-free line at 1-800-878-PLAY. Who should we cut? Who should we draft? Who should get fired? Who should get hired? All that great stuff. Because remember, when it comes down to it, we know way more than GMs and scouts and head coaches and managers and players. I mean, let's just face it. We're way smart. So let's talk about it. 1-800-878-7529 overseas and right here at home. We have the American Forces Radio Network. And I'm proud to be on that. That's 500 outlets in 177 countries. Flight deck, hangar deck, brig, the head. Are you listening to me in the head on the United States Ronald Reagan? Maybe you are. But you're doing a great job if you're in the military. Stay safe. Come home soon. We also will go through some apps. TuneIn Radio is a great one. iHeartRadio is a great one. Stitcher is great. Get all of those. And the Twitter's at Rick Tittle. We got a full hour of calls. Come on back. I thought that felt a little bit short there. We do have a full hour of calls, though, if you'd like to get in at 1-800-878-PLAY. Also, you know, I've still got some things to say about the NBA bubble and how they're being treated. The Patrick Mahomes contract, is that going to start a run? And then college football. Is time running out on that? I mean, we're hearing that the Big Ten is going to go only conference. We're hearing that the Ivy League is out. What does that mean for the rest of us who are playing college football right now and non-Power 5? Well, you understand. It's something that we need to talk about as well, and we need to talk about with you. All right. I remember now that it's time to go to a break now, so come on back.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Between jobs, retiring, or just need health or life insurance, please visit myhealth-quotes.com or call 833-687-5261. Before you try to get a quote online, call us. We will provide you with the information most sites will not. We teach you exactly what life or health insurance plan you qualify for, how to use your plan, and maximize your benefits. We provide you with the information to make a knowledge-based decision to ensure selecting the right plan. myhealth-quotes.com to schedule an appointment.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Hello again, and welcome to the show.
Rick Tittle's got a black belt in keeping it real.
Keeping it real, y'all. Numbers are open. 1-800-878-PLAY. The Big Ten announced yesterday that they're going to adopt a conference-only scheduling for the football season if the season is played at all. And he said if the conference is to participate in fall sports, men's and women's cross-country, field hockey, football, men's and women's soccer, women's volleyball, based on medical advice, it will move to conference-only schedules in those sports by limiting competition to other Big Ten institutions. The conference will have the greatest flexibility to adjust its own operations throughout the season and make quick decisions in real time, Gavin, based on the most current evolving medical advice and also the fluid nature of the pandemic. So, excuse me. What does that mean for your tickets? Well, Ohio State's trip to Oregon in week two is out. The annual rivalry games with Iowa and Iowa State in the Big 12, Michigan's season opener at Washington, that's all toast right now. So it's unknown how other conferences are going to format their fall schedules. The Missouri Athletic Director Jim Sterk said that the SEC's decision on conference only, if they do that, that'll come at the end of this month. But the thing that also is interesting out of that conference, the Big Ten, is that Ohio State has paused all practices, all voluntary athletic workouts, as they call it, after receiving results of COVID-19 testing from some of their student athletes. Now, Ohio State did not reveal how many of its athletes did test positive for the virus, citing some privacy concerns. But they're just the latest. The Buckeyes are the latest FBS program to halt workouts. The Tar Heels, Chapel Hill, they said football workouts will be paused at least a week after an outbreak in the athletic department. But athletes who test positive at Ohio State are required to self-isolate for at least 14 days and getting daily checkups from the AD's, or I should say the athletic department's medical staff. So to pause voluntary workouts, that also affects men's and women's basketball, field hockey, men's and women's hockey, and soccer and women's volleyball. So in regard to the number of positive cases, the school just said, we're not sharing cumulative information publicly, blah, blah, blah. Well, the policy is at odds with those adopted by a lot of other universities, as well as the testimony that the recently retired Ohio State President Michael Drake gave before a congressional committee last week. Because Drake, who is the chair of the NCAA Board of Governors, was asked by Congress if he would use his authority to require colleges to publicly disclose at least the number of cases. And he cited privacy laws, but conceded, quote, I do believe it's appropriate for the schools to report, and with proper privacy protections in place for the individuals, I believe that's a reasonable thing. All right. So I think the gist of the matter is that time is running out for them to get something done. Spring practice impacted, sure, but you'd say, oh, there was 5 months until the start of the season. Well, that was in the spring. And if you think about August 29th, when things are supposed to start off, and in, you know, 50 or so days, summer workouts, for the teams kicking off traditional Labor Day games, I mean, camp will have to begin in earnest in August. And suddenly, time has gone from an ally to an unblocked blitzing linebacker. This is the month where we'll know if we'll get some form of season or not. And as I said, the Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, said, well, you know, late July is when we'll know. Well, so many things we don't know. What do we know? We know that COVID-19 cases are rising all over the place. 36 states are breaking their own records. And there is still a lack of consensus to willfully adopt wearing a mask in public. And it amazes me how people think it's some sort of impingement on your freedom. No one is coming into your house and telling you to wear a mask. No one's coming onto your property and telling you to wear a mask. It's only when you go out, and even if you're less than 6 feet away from, I mean, if you're more than 6 feet away from people, no one's going to yell at you. It's just that when you walk into Trader Joe's and you're not wearing a mask, you're a jackass. You don't care about other people. It's okay if you don't care about your damn self, but don't hurt other people. Don't drive out on the road. Don't not wear a mask during a pandemic. You know, so I'm sorry you hate yourself, but don't hurt other people. But this whole thing about my freedom, if you're not wearing a mask, you hate America. You don't give a crap about America. You don't care about America because you don't care about Americans. And that's what's all around you. If you want to get all nationalistic about it, even though it's a global pandemic, I firmly believe that if you're not wearing a mask, you don't give a rat's ass about the flag or America because you don't care. You only care about yourself. So it's ironic that those people think that they're doing something for America by helping to potentially spread a pandemic. But what do I know? So it's up in 36 states, and at least six big programs have shut down workouts. I mentioned Ohio State. I mentioned North Carolina. Well, I mean, think about the two teams that were in the championship game, LSU and Clemson. They've shut it down. There's no uniform testing protocol. Almost half of the schools aren't even revealing if they have positive tests or not. Larry Scott, the commissioner of the Pac-12, who lives in Walnut Creek, said that the season is a lot more perilous than it was a few weeks ago, no doubt. Forbes magazine says 98% chance football will be moved to spring. And now this is my personal feeling. I'm okay with missing out on a season of college football, which is a horrible thing to say for those athletes who are especially seniors right now. But if you want to have spring football, go ahead. We know about all these divisions. Three schools have canceled. Division II, which is what I play, Division II Morehouse College, traditional black university, they've canceled their entire season. Those are the HBCUs, historically black college and universities. The Patriot League is making a rare exception for overnight road trips. In fact, two games involving FBS programs, that's Navy versus Lafayette and Western Michigan versus Colgate, they have been canceled. By the way, Western Michigan already found a replacement, Stony Brook. That's a SUNY school, which means State University of New York. I know a guy who went to the SUNY school in Albany, and he said that SUNYA was on the hoodies they sold, S-U-N-Y-A, and he said, SUNYA, and people read it backwards, and it said ANUS. Yes. We'll talk more about ANUS on the other side. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Matthew.
Sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Gugu a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Der Anlass war vollkommen nichtig und ich selbst griff erst gar nicht ein, weil Kinski im Vergleich zu anderen Ausbrüchen eher milde wirkte.
Mach deine eigenen Sachen!
Quit drinking that haterade and bow down to Ricky T, y'all.
You best bow down, girl, before I start slapping. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY. Nice to have you with us. People ask me about that German. That's from My Best Fiend by Werner Herzog. Talking about Klaus Kinski, Fitzcarraldo, and Aguirre. That night, I decided I would kill Kinski, but the barking of a German shepherd alerted him, and I could not do it. Sorry, that's my Werner Herzog. There's a great movie called The Grand. It's hilarious. It's got so many great actors in it. Ray Romano, Werner Herzog, Cheryl Hines, David Cross. Michael McKean, and I can't get it anywhere. I don't know who has the rights to that, but it's about poker. But anyway, Werner Herzog, the director, he is an actor in it. All right, I'm sorry. Getting back to college football, are we going to have it? As I said, time is the enemy. And that is something, excuse me, that I always tell young broadcasters, especially when I worked in TV, that time is your enemy. Just be prepared, because the time's going to tick down, and oops, it's not ready. So, spring football 2021. Ooh, can't wait to watch that, you know, pick your school. Ohio State. That red versus white game, or whatever it is. Those are going to be real games, it looks like. The NFL is reportedly uninterested in accommodating college football by delaying 2021 draft if their season is pushed back a few months. That could mean that seniors and draft eligible juniors may not end up playing a final year of college ball. It's interesting. Lincoln Riley, the Oklahoma head coach, said, "I hope like hell we can play in the fall, but we've seen hot weather doesn't affect COVID-19 very much. We've heard reports from some of our nation's medical leaders. There's potentially a chance for a vaccine by late this year or early next year. To me, it becomes, do you think spring football is doable? I personally do." By the way, we might never have a vaccine. Think about all the diseases that mankind has been able to cure. And then think about how bad cancer is, that all the brilliant minds for generations, we still have nothing. So who's to say that we'll have... Now, I talked to somebody who's in the medical field, and they're like, oh, no, we'll have one. It was basically... Remember we heard 2 weeks after COVID-19 came out that they had one? They just looked at the math behind it. If we do this and do that, carry the one, dot the T, cross the I... 3 plus 5 equals 29. They just need a few months to test it out on prisoners. And I'm sorry if your loved one is a prisoner. I guess it's a bad joke. But no, they have to test it out on people who have volunteered. And there's that, whatever it is, that right to try. there was a law against people who were on their deathbeds taking untested medicine until they finally got that passed. It's like, this might save my life. I'm going to die for sure if I don't take it. You're not allowed. That medicine's not ready yet. It might hurt you. Wait, did you hear what I just said? So I think that's good that people can try that stuff. But as I said, whether we have a vaccine or not, I don't know. But Lincoln Riley thinks spring would be doable, like the old USFL. The Penn State AD is someone we know out here, Sandy Barber, who burned Cal to the ground. But she said a spring season would be a last resort. And of course, that's a last resort. I mean, college football doesn't lend itself to be a movable feast on the calendar. I mean, Texas at LSU during Mardi Gras, college game day in the snow, spring football during what used to be spring practice. Without that last resort, though, college athletics will have some sort of nuclear winter, because football revenue, certain schools would drop sports. What did we just see at Stanford this week? They've dropped 11. I think they've been itching to drop 11 for quite some time. But now is a good excuse when the money is really dried up. But and listen, Stanford gets money from football, there's no doubt. But it's nothing compared to what Alabama gets from football. The avenue, the budget for the FBS, football is 80%. And I would have guessed that they would have been like 60%. And then basketball would have been like 35%, and then 5% would have been everything else, you know, baseball, track, whatever. But no, it is a fact. The FPS budget is 80% football. And given the dire crises that college budgets all over the country going on right now, excuse me while I take a drink of JMO, so drunk, that these schools will start to fold out more sports. And the Iowa State AD, Jamie Pollard, called the prospect of football, quote-unquote, an ice age. He said, I don't know how any of us, how the current NCAA model could survive if we're not playing any football games. That's just facts, and he's right. I like that term, ice age, during global warming. But I get it. So we'll know likely whether to buy those ski jackets and parkas, because the NBA and MLB and NHL, they're all going to be launching here in a month or two. And then by then, college football will be able to determine. We'll see the pros. How are they managing games and coronavirus? But they're going to have to make a decision. And is it safe for players to practice while swapping sweat and making physical contact? I mean, football's the worst for all these things. In baseball, you know, the catcher is exposed to the batter breathing down on him and somebody slides into third. But baseball, you're already kind of distant for the most part. But football, you can have literally 22 guys hitting each other on every play. So Lincoln Riley said, at some point, we're actually going to have to get out there and practice football. If you can't contain the coronavirus within your own team, it's going to be hard to justify going and playing somebody else. I don't think people who say it's not doable, in my opinion, I just don't want to think about it. I think it would be wrong of us to take any potential option off the table. Well, listen, Lincoln Riley has been a very reliable guy about, you know, deep thought when it comes to college football. Sankey, the guy I was talking about, the SEC, said that there are 18 to 20 scenarios for squeezing in a season. 18 to 20 scenarios. And they're willing to play without fans, and they're willing to play without students on campus. Now, we have heard from some colleges saying, we will not play anything if there aren't students on campus. So, the late start. Could it be a two-semester football season? Could we see the Rose Bowl on Memorial Day? we already know that the conferences are willing to go forward without universal participation, and which means a limited schedule, obviously. But you're not playing, we don't care, we're playing. But unlike the pros, college players cannot negotiate anything to do with their working conditions ever because they're not compensated. So it's worth asking, what exactly is it about this desperation to play that is tethered to education? Well, obviously nothing. There are switchbacks all over the road because the commissioners and the ADs' desperation for getting a piece of the TV rights revenue is obvious and necessary. And that's why they'll play in the spring. But it's not just the pandemic. They have to do it amid this ongoing social justice awakening, too. Record unemployment, a declining economy. I always think it's funny when anyone, and I don't care what your political affiliation is, I really don't care. It's not how I judge people. I'd never go out with somebody who's a blank. Like, it's pretty short-sighted. But anyway, I don't care how you vote. I don't care how you treat people. But whenever anybody says, oh my gosh, Wall Street had an amazing day, the economy's back, the next day it's in the crapper. I don't understand anybody that plays the Wall Street game. I did it once, and I had to pay a 50% capital gains tax, Bill Clinton. But the economy's back. Next day, it's gone. I mean, it's back. I mean, it's gone. So you can't tie your horse to that for call. Well, we'll talk about it on our side. The lines are available, 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
They promise to those kids get to the park. I wonder if my parents will ever be apart. My mommy's job is a knife. I thrill to see her and daddy's wife. When daddy swings a gun.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Tired of the same old hat? CoverageGear.com is the top destination to find the hats and gear you need to represent your favorite pro teams and players. Head to CoverageGear.com with the promo code RADIO and grab a cap with the iconic jersey number of the all-time greats and current stars from the NBA, NFL, MLB, and more. These classic hats come in the font and style of the superstars team. So with the number 30 from Golden State, number 2 from the Yankees, number 23 from the Bulls, or a number 12 from the Packers, CoverageGear.com will help you honor the legends of yesterday and today.
Check out our collection of dad hats, trucker caps, beanies, stickers, and more. Use promo code RADIO and get 20% off. That's promo code RADIO at CoverageGear.com. CoverageGear.com. We've got you covered.
I'm sorry, it's the pleats.
It's actually an optical illusion. It's the pattern on the pants. It's not flattering in the crotchal region. I'm actually taking them back right now, taking them back to the pants store.
Rick Tittle is a majestic stallion.
Oh, there's some doubt in your voice. Thank you for that. TGIF, you ain't got no alibi, you ugly. Oh, that's right, I said you ugly. So ugly. All right. just got on this college football rant. There's a few more things I want to say. As I talked about, you know, starting the football season, the pandemic and social justice awakening, record unemployment and a declining economy. All of that has to be taken into account when restarting football because the players want to play, but they've got some newfound leverage. I mean, we saw some players at Oklahoma State. We saw them at Illinois. They're going to have a voice that about maybe trying to get some of that TV revenue. We've seen people outspoken about the treatment that some players have had. You know, talk about playing at Iowa with the weightlifting coach, all that stuff. And so the Illinois linebacker, Milo Eifler, said on Twitter, "How can a team full of 100-plus student athletes fully function during a pandemic? My teammates and I want to play. Schools around the country are showing blatant disregard for student athletes." End quote. So, I mean, it's one thing to say, I remember when San Jose State, when they almost dropped football, the student body actually voted for them to drop football, and they kept it. Remember Dick Tomey came in just to get a few more wins from Bear Down Tucson. But I remember they were going to Lincoln to play Nebraska. And they lost, whatever, 55-3. But those guys went there to get that huge TV check for the athletic department. And it's a win-win because the little school with no money gets hella money and the big school gets a 50-point win. And I hate it. It's the thing I hate most about college football, especially once the season really gets going and you see Alabama and they're going to play Georgia and Florida and Auburn and Valdosta State. Wait, what happened? I thought you were playing real teams. It's really dumb. Remember when Cal played a school called Presbyterian? And Jared Goff threw like 9 touchdown passes, and it was a laugher. And I go, who would even go to that game unless your kid was on the team or your brother or your boyfriend or whatever? Why would you even want to go to that? So anyway, it's one thing for a little dinky team to go get crushed and get a football cleats in your sternum and come home with a huge check and go, here you go, lacrosse and diving and gymnastics. But what about putting them out there as human shields or mercenaries to get the TV money for the whole season? So Lincoln Riley chimed in again. He said, "We're not just throwing them out there and hoping." Not saying that's not what we're doing, but he was just saying, you know, we need to make sure they're going to be okay. Well, how do you make sure? I mean, mix that thought in with the big concern of college health professionals that players will actually hide COVID-19 symptoms to remain on the field. And, you know, it's unlikely that Trevor Lawrence would even play in the spring. The projected number one overall pick, if he plays, he could get COVID-19 or he could end his career. If he doesn't play, he'll get a $40 million paycheck. $40 million to be the number one overall pick. Why would he even bother? Why? Then there would be the very uncomfortable TV negotiations. The rights holders did not pay top dollar to see Trevor Lawrence's backup. And the Saturdays in the fall for America, they're carved out on TV for college football. Not the Easter weekend. So there's another student-athlete welfare issue. And how weird would it be 2 years after celebrating college football's 150th anniversary for stakeholders to shoehorn two seasons into college football, 152nd season in 2021, which is what they would do, play in the spring, play in the fall. So, I mean, there are obstacles piling up. The stakeholders' teams, they seem willing to take them one at a time. And, I mean, there's hope that testing will be more frequent. In California, there's 40 million people. There's 100,000 tests every day, but people still need them. There is optimum outbreaks that can be contained with thousands upon thousands of students returning to campus next month. Is there a belief that spring will be there as a last resort? I mean, if you think about it, on Sunday, 4 months since the sports world shut down, and when it will fully open again, we don't know. But, I mean, college football is running out of time on all this right now. They're just running out of time. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. I mentioned Patrick Mahomes' contract and whether it would be sort of a harbinger for new contracts to come. Remember, because it's a jump now in it's a jump way higher from the $35 million Russell Wilson was going to get to the $45 million that he's going to get, 10-year, $450 with incentives up to $503 million. We already knew he was going to be the highest paid player. We just didn't know how much. And teams love to have cost certainty, and they will with him because they know how much it's going to be. But I think the way that contract is structured is going to make other teams think twice about doing the same thing, because Mahomes has protections in his contract that teams usually do not put out there. The amount of money, the compensation each year is in March roster bonuses for him, fully guaranteed at least 1 year early. So if you think about 2027, he'll get $10 million base salary, and the third day of the season he'll get $49.4 million, and then if he shows up for practice he gets another $500,000. I love that. But, you know, over 80% of the $59.5 million that Mahomes is scheduled to make in 2027 become secure a year in advance. I mean, the way they structured it is very player friendly. But the cash flow, the security in Mahomes' contract is appealing to other players, but it might be underwhelming if you think about the cash flow, because Mahomes has 2 years left on his rookie deal when he signed the deal. And he's only receiving $6 million more over those remaining 2 years than if he played out his rookie deal. And that pales in comparison to Goff and Wentz, because they're going to get $30 million over that time. So the cash flow is going to begin really after two more seasons. But if Mahomes went year to year on franchise deals, he'd make about $67 million. So the question is, before we get into all that, is who's next? And obviously, trending towards huge numbers are going to be Deshaun Watson and Lamar Jackson. And they're not going to get Mahomes money. But the Texans have already had preliminary discussions with Watson. He's under contract 2 more years. When it comes to Jackson, I mean, he's already become the most dangerous run threat pass guy on earth. And new single season record for quarterback, 1,206 yards on the ground. And he also led the NFL with 36 touchdown passes. Greatest running quarterback season ever and led the NFL in touchdown passes. Not too bad. The Ravens would be justified in maybe having reservations about a Mahomes-type contract right now because of the way that guy runs. They're obviously way more susceptible to an injury than a guy like Mahomes who drops back 7 steps and just wings it. But an interesting dynamic with Jackson is that he doesn't have an agent. That hasn't been an impediment to the Texans, Laremy Tunsil, and the Seahawks, Bobby Wagner, and you could argue about Richard Sherman. They do these deals without slicing off millions for an agent. Jackson should be able to do the same by just using competent advisors. It's not like he goes in there with no clue. But I don't expect Mahomes to reverse the trend of shorter contracts where players are looking to get multiple bites at the apple, trying to maximize earnings. Mahomes is a very rare case with the potential to be the greatest quarterback of all time. I wouldn't say that about Lamar Jackson. I wouldn't say that about Deshaun Watson. Not that they're not excellent. I just don't see them being the greatest of all time. Now, if Lamar Jackson does what he does this year, what he did this year, for the next 10 years, run for over 1,000 yards and lead the league in touchdown passes, then yes, he'll be one of the greatest of all time. But Mahomes really does have a chance to be the best quarterback of all time. And Mahomes is attempting to, you know, of course, strike the balance of being fairly compensated and to remain loyal to the Chiefs. And he thinks he's done that. And he has. That's why I said, what would the numbers be to convince a guy to give up all your freedom, all the freedom that you had in earning your stripes and earning a place in, you know, where I finally can go ahead and negotiate my new deal with my new team? And he gave all that up. Why? Because think about those years when he would have been a free agent. We average out to $45 million a year, but as I said, about $6 million more than he was going to get the next 2 years. In 2027, to get $59 million for that season, $59 million for a season. As I said, I don't begrudge any of these guys getting what they get because they're worth it. But $59 million, that means if he plays all 16 games, he'll make $3.6 million per game. Why the hell not? All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a break. We'll come on back on Byline.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Sometimes when I'm driving on the road at night, I see two headlights coming toward me. Fast, I have this sudden impulse to turn the wheel quickly, head on into the oncoming car. I can anticipate the explosion, the sound of shattering glass, the flames rising out of the flowing gasoline.
Right. Well, I have to go now, Dwayne, because I'm due back on the planet Earth.
Tittle ain't the man, but Rick Tittle know who the man is, and he slapped his white fanny.
All right, thanks for that. We have a couple minutes left in the show. The Champions League draw for the round of 16 has been completed today, and the draw looks like this. Red Bull Leipzig versus Atletico Madrid, Atalanta versus Paris Saint-Germain. And the winner of Real Madrid, Manchester City, will play the winner of Olympique de Lyon and Juventus. And then the winner of Napoli and Barcelona will play the winner of Chelsea, Bayern Munich. And I went to a Champions League game in August in the group stage, Bayern Munich at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. This season has been going on a long time. Oh, yeah, that's right. We had a four-month break. So the games will start round of 16 on Friday, August 7th, and then continue the next day to Saturday, the 8th. And then the quarterfinals will come right on in on August 12th, 13th, and 15th. So I would say looking at this, there's a pretty clear path for Paris Saint-Germain. Real Madrid, Man City, I think, have a potentially brutal draw, whereas Leipzig, who knocked out my team, Tottenham, and Atletico, they might have a good path. All right. Thanks for tuning in. We will see you at 9 a.m. Monday morning, peck time, or 9 p.m. Sunday night for the video game review. I'm Rick Tittle. See you next time.
Yeah, man, I hope we don't have brain damage.
Great way to end the show.